tune in to the Family Industrial Complex podcast here on Revolution Radio, Studio B, every Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Get fit, empowered, physically, mentally, and spiritually.
My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Row on Revolution Radio.
Oscar's freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows you're screwed.
Your blood is filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not, your heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. Neurobiological system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio.
In 2012, have made an offer to conspiracy theorist Alex Jones in a filing in his bankruptcy case. They say they'll accept at least $85 million over 10 years, a small fraction of the legal judgments they've won against him. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
The best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses proven Oxy technology that quickly destroys viruses, odors, mold, and more. People are raving over how well the Thunderstorm freshens their homes. Any odor will disappear. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, you name it. And best of all, there's no filters to buy. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. For whole home protection. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you need clean, fresh air. Also, it has a USB port for your car or truck. With this special offer, you're getting 3 units for under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com right now and put in discount code RADIO3 and save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. That's discount code RADIO and the number 3. And shipping is
American. Leak detection, without destruction. We find leaks without bashing a hole.
Servicing residential and commercial buildings, any leaks in pools, spas, sewer drains. If they can't find the leak, you don't pay. They offer full plumbing services, so your leaking problems are over.
American Leak Detection.
Call them in Pensacola at 473-0203.
Everyone is entitled to his own opinion, but not to his own facts.
This is Mike Bates. On the Mike Bates Show, you'll get opinions based on facts. Join me every Saturday morning at 7 for my take on the events of the day. I promise you'll hear things you won't hear anywhere else. Listen to the Mike Bates Show every Saturday morning at 7, which is sponsored in part by Gross & Schuster, Butler Auto Recycling, Printers of Pensacola, and Everett Transmission. Here on WPNN, where Pensacola listens. Depend on us.
Hard work, determination, honesty, fairness. These are the values you hold dear. And when you spend your hard-earned money, you want to trust that things will be done right. For over 100 years, BBB has been making it easier for you to find good businesses. When you see the BBB accredited seal, you know that's a company you can count on. So look for the seal and start with trust. Go to BBB.org and find a trustworthy business today.
Elevate your existing beauty. At Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, we provide luxury med spa services in a relaxing atmosphere. Body contouring, chemical peels, hair restoration, injectables, laser hair and tattoo removal, facials, holistic body treatments, massages, and waxing. We introduce positive energy, innovative technology, and advanced technique, creating the most elevated, confident version of yourself. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Call 850-432-6772 or visit us at stillwatersmedspa.com.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good.
To talk to George Norrie, call the Wildcard Line at 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is 818-501-4721. To talk toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies toll-free, call 800-618-8255. To reach George via Skype, use Skype name George97313. Send George a text message anytime at 818-298-6521. From the Gateway to the West, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
And we're talking future events, a prophecy of coming times with Michael H. Brown, and we'll take your calls when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. Diversify your savings with physical precious metals while stockpiling silver in your home safe. It's Birch Gold Group's most popular special of the year, now through December 22nd. For every $5,000 you spend with Birch Gold, they'll send you a 1-ounce silver eagle coin absolutely free. Text COAST to 989898 to claim your eligibility now. You can purchase gold and silver and have it shipped directly to your home, or have Birch Gold's precious metal specialists help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold for no money out of pocket either. And they'll send you a free silver for every $5,000 you purchase. Keep it for yourself or give something with real value as a stocking stuffer this year. Text the word keynote COAST to 989898 to claim your eligibility. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of happy customers, now is the best time to buy gold from Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your eligibility for free silver on qualifying purchases before December 22nd.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, "Con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home, rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Michael Brown, author of Future Events, A Prophecy of Coming Times. Michael, where do people get this book?
Well, it's available on Amazon. We sell it also at our books in our bookstore, spiritdaily.com, and local bookstores can get it certainly quickly at request. But it's also on Kindle.
Excellent. We're talking about how some people believe UFOs and ETs could be demonic. A lot of people believe that.
I think there are a lot of reasons why that can be. I just like to quickly backtrack and say that at the apparitions in 1846 I mentioned at La Salette, France, September 19th, it had been stated by the Virgin Mary that the seasons will be altered, the earth will produce nothing but bad fruit. At the same time that you had that climate change, it said the demons of the air, together with the Antichrist, will perform great wonders on earth and in the atmosphere, and men will become more and more perverted, and it goes on from there. You look back at the Middle Ages that I said all those major events occurred, including bubonic plague, climate change, and other natural disasters. And there were times when, like, a UFO would appear and a bishop of the diocese would go out and exorcise it, and it would fall away, it would disappear. When you have a phenomena, not all of them, I'm just by any means, but I'm saying that a lot of UFOs remind you of the spirit lights in seances back in the spiritualist upsurge in the 19th century. And you'll see cases whereby not only does the entity, does the alien or aliens look frightening and very much like classical descriptions and voodoo of demons, but also that there is this smell of sulfur, which is, classic trait. And when I look at, like, abductions, alien abductions, I note that the majority of the people who have had that experience were terrified by it and were left with lingering fears, which is not really a great effect. So, I just think, George, there's too many of these to be an extraterrestrial invasion. I mean, so many people have had these events occur, and I believe have had in many cases these events occur, but there is a spiritual underpinning or overarching factor that's at work here, and all too often it's not a good one.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to west of the Rockies. Let's start with Michael in Tombstone, Arizona. Hey, Michael, welcome.
Hey, Mr. Norrie, how are you doing this evening?
Wonderful, thank you.
Mr. Michael, I was just going to ask a simple question here. Anybody have an answer? Why do they call it the Spanish flu? You referred to it, it's originated in Fort Riley, Kansas.
That's right.
And it spread around the world here. And how do you know that wasn't a pandemic? Because they were monkeying around with stuff, right? And stuff. And like I say, this thing killed more people in America and all around the world than all the bullets and bombs and the First World War. And the First World War was an unfinished conflict. And it didn't finish until 1945.
Well, you're exactly right. A lot of people think it originated in the United States at an army base, and this is again in the midst of warfare. And the reason they call it the Spanish flu is because most countries put a blackout on news. They didn't want the enemy to know exactly how many people were dying in their country, because that would give the enemy an advantage. And so there was a news blackout, except in Spain. And so it looked like Spain had the outbreak, when really it had no more of an outbreak, and perhaps even less than other countries, including the United States. So you're correct in that.
It's really a misnomer to call it the Spanish flu, isn't it?
Very much so. It's, you could call it the Midwestern American flu if you want. But even then, there are some people who think that it may have originated while we saw it break out in America, that it could have originated again in Asia, just like the Great Black Death did in the 1300s in the High Middle Ages. So, and again, you're talking about truly, truly major events when you're killing 25 to 33% of the population.
Was it a created biological?
Back then, I have to doubt that. And again, when we go back as far as the Middle Ages, they didn't have anywhere near that type of technology. And when you go back further to like the first century, when there were plague outbreaks, again, they didn't have that type of capability. But these plagues do tend to go along with major other events or looming events, like what we're facing in our own time, in our own day. So once again, I think they're a sign of the times, and they're an indication, a warning, whatever you want to call them, of more to come.
Tell me about the cover of your book, Future Events.
Well, we chose that cover. It shows basically the northern lights, the aurora borealis, kind of this fire falling from the sky over Manhattan. Because, as I said in the first part of your show, the great sign at Fatima ended up being an aurora borealis in 1938-1939. And so I'm just taking on the cover, taking off after the fact, that I think something even greater will be seen. This time, more centrally located above a place like New York in an especially pronounced way. And so I don't know what a great sign coming is going to be. That's something that was prophesied at Medjugorje and elsewhere. So we're just trying to kind of come to terms with what would be a great sign that everyone would notice, that would grab our attention, and would announce the onset of some of those events in the secrets of Medjugorje, which is the fulfillment of Fatima, Portugal. So I think that we are going to see something occur that causes us to have fear of fire falling from the sky, but not fire itself.
Let's go to Joe, Long Island, New York, talking about New York. Hey, Joseph.
Yeah, I have like two quick questions and then a longer comment. My first question for Mike is the people that do talk to Mary, either pray the rosary formally or talk to her informally, are they looking for guidance or just to confide in Mary, or are they also hoping for like maybe a personal revelation for them, for their own lives?
I think both. I think that often they're looking for guidance, they're looking for, you know, some type of an insight, just like they gain insights into what's going on in the world, more importantly, more germane to individuals, is what could unfold in their own lives. So yes, I think that that often that's the case, looking for direction. And often getting it, I might add. Often getting it. I know that was the case with me.
Question two, Joe. Go ahead.
Okay. The overconfidence of the wicked, you know, they don't think they're going to get paid back. And listening to the last show, it was interesting what Glenn was saying. He was saying two things, that people are kind of getting suckered into being primal and, murder for murder. But then he said something I slightly disagree with. He said that, we have great immunity, we have great brain power, and, know, we should not be tempted as a people to be augmented with augmented reality. But I also think that people, even if they don't have this great brain power, should not be attacked into, should not have to defend themselves against people that are coming at them to do this to them. They shouldn't have to say, well, I have enough on my own where I don't need to do this, you know. And I do think there's a big difference between the plague of the Middle Ages and now. I think it's way worse now because the people that perpetrated this crime of this injection, this wicked injection with nanoparticles and so on, are risking their soul and maybe going to hell, where the people that died in the Great Plague, as many as they were innocent of crimes such as this, which is not and did not go to hell because of dying younger.
A lot of comments there. I didn't hear a question there, Matt Michael. Did you?
No, I guess I'd comment and say I agree with aspects of that. You know, I don't know if this was an intentional release right now with this with the current pandemic, but it I do believe it came from a laboratory. I do believe it's concocted with human hands.
Yep.
Whether
I agree.
You know, accidentally or not, I don't know. I guess the reason I'm skeptical it was released accidentally is because it created such carnage in China itself. They were out there, if we remember the news clips, with all these steam shovels trying to frantically build new hospitals. I don't know why you'd do that to your own country. You're kind of weakening it. But who knows? And I think most chilling about all of this is that we can do that, and worse. We can target specific ethnic groups, or they can. And so, yeah, it's certainly something to be aware of and be tuned into.
They were disinfecting the streets yesterday, so something else is popping up.
There's something going on right now.
Yeah.
There's something. I'm. You know, we talk to a lot of people. We have this website, spiritdaily.com, every day with spiritual news. In some cases, paranormal stuff, supernatural stuff, and so forth, as well as current events, signs of the times. And we speak to a lot of people, and there's a lot of coughing on the line. There's a lot of respiratory distress. There's something that is not technically being called COVID that seems to be circulating. And you know, George, this is amazing to me because back in 2016, there was a preacher in Africa who basically, he has a mega church there, and Mandakiwa is his name, and he basically foresaw exactly what we're seeing, what would occur with the pandemic, and he said that it wouldn't just stop with the first wave, that there would be wave after wave of this occurring, you know, and. Again, are we seeing something that is still under the radar that's transgressing currently? This guy said, again, in 2016, he said, imagine sitting and watching TV and seeing millions and millions die, thousands in one city in one day. And he indicated it would come from, like, the sea, a seafood market in Wuhan, perhaps,
mm-hmm.
or near that laboratory. You know, plagues and calamities will come with this time, this other mystic said, plagues and calamities to indicate mortality in some places and very much part of it. I do think that right now there's something else going on, and I'm not sure it's being hidden from us. I think they don't understand what it is that's going on, just like with UFOs. I don't know if it's a cover-up or a cover-up of a cover-up. In other words, sometimes the government covers up things because it just doesn't know and doesn't want to acknowledge that.
Let's go to Thomas in La Jolla, California. Hey, Tom.
Hi, George. I want to thank you and your staff for the miracle of Coast to Coast.
You are welcome. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was beautiful, beautiful. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Sure did.
Fabulous, yeah. I give thanks for Coast to Coast, and I also give thanks to every man, every woman in the audience, and blessings to every single one. And Michael, thank you for great information. I wanted to ask about, well, a comment and then a question. And my comment is, in Mexico, the Marian apparition of the miracle of the Virgin of Guadalupe is even bigger, way bigger, than Fatima in Mexico and Central America. And I was wondering if you would be willing to comment on the miracle of the Virgin of Guadalupe. There was a church raised on the site. Mary spoke to the peasant Juan Diego and gave a lot of information, but it inspired the conversion to the faith of many people in Mexico and Central and South America. And I was wondering if you were willing to speak about that.
Sure. I mean, it's something that occurred back in the 16th century in December of 1531. I've been there, I think, two or three times. And you're exactly right. Not only built a church there, a huge basilica that holds many thousands of people. The Virgin Mary appeared to a peasant again, always appearing to peasants. There's a message in that. The peasant was Juan Diego, was his name. And in that case, it was incredible because she left physical evidence to this day skeptics cannot explain, and so they stay away from Guadalupe. You see, this is a fellow, Juan Diego, who was passing by kind of a hillock, a hill, and he heard a female voice calling to him. He looked up and he saw the shining light, and as he approached, there was a woman in this light, and she began to speak to him, later identified as the Virgin Mary. And he was afraid. He wanted to run away from there. She told him to, the next time he came back there, he tried to avoid the hill, but he couldn't on his way to whatever his work was, and saw her again. And at one point, she told him she was going to give him a sign to prove to the bishop that what he saw was true, and to go and explain to the bishop what was occurring. And there were these flowers, roses, that were blooming on the hill, even though it was December. Shouldn't have been blooming there. And he filled his tilma. I guess it's kind of like a robe coming in the front of you. He filled his tilma with it. You kind of fold it upwards, and he had the flowers in it. And he went to his bishop to show him what was going on there. And when he went to show the bishop these roses, because bishops are real skeptical, and this bishop was no exception. When Juan Diego went to show his bishop these roses, the roses fell, but on his tilma was an image of the Virgin Mary that is now still at that church on display behind glass. And no scientist, and they've investigated, no scientist can explain what it is. It's no known pigment. It's no known paint. It was inflected in a way that we cannot explain in natural terms, and therefore the scientists stay away from it. And one of the amazing things about it, there's a lot of amazing things about that image, is that in the pupils are silhouettes of various people who had major roles in that apparition.
These miracles are amazing, Michael, aren't they?
They certainly are. And as I said, it's like the Shroud of Turin. Guadalupe, you know. Therefore, what we can't explain, we run from. If you're an atheistic scientist, and you know, if your typical atheist scientist had seen a fraction of what I've seen, and your folks have seen, what you have heard, they'd believe in a hurry because it's just it's absurd to believe everyone's making all of these stories up, and it's all fantasy and it's all wishful thinking and so forth. The supernatural is real and is becoming more and more real every day as we approach
critical events and junctures in human history.
It really is. We're going to come back and take final calls with Michael Brown in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM.
Join the Coast to Coast AM Facebook page with thousands of members. It's great for show updates and connecting with other fans. Go to facebook.com/coasttocoastam and click the like button. Glenn Beck dissects the political landscape every weekday morning and only on WPNN, Pensacola's information station.
When the lights go down in the city.
Gateway Lighting, Pensacola's brightest name in lighting, will turn them back on. Gateway Lighting has over 30 brands of lights and fans from Curry & Company to Casablanca, Panasonic exhaust fans for contractors, LED lighting, and more. The selection is incredible. The service impeccable. Gateway Lighting, Old Palafox just north of 10 Mile Road. Call 478-3737. That's 478-3737.
We're a garage door company you can trust. Ace Overhead Door and Specialty Products is locally owned, and our certified technicians have been installing doors, operators, and solving all your garage door needs for 28 years. Home estimates are free, and we guarantee to save you money with no high-pressure tactics. Products include Wayne Dalton Overhead Door and Genie Commercial and Residential Operators. Our work is the best. Visit our website, aceoverheadgaragedoors.com, or call us at 850-438-4264. That's 850-438-4264.
CBS News Brief. America is remembering former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. Paige Alexander of the Carter Center.
For the Carter Center's mission of waging peace, fighting disease, and building hope, Mrs. Carter was a force multiplier. President Carter described her as the perfect extension of myself.
A planned four-day truce between Israel and Hamas has now entered its fifth day. CBS's Holly Williams in Tel Aviv.
The temporary ceasefire has held since Friday, allowing people in Gaza to take stock of the devastation wreaked by Israeli airstrikes and fighting, and hundreds of trucks to deliver aid, including desperately needed fuel.
It's the Late Show with Stephen.
The host of the CBS program says he's recovering from a ruptured appendix. He'll be off the air for a few days. And late word, rescuers have broken through to dozens of workers trapped in a tunnel in India for the past 3 weeks. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hi, this is Stephen Hurst with Hurst Transmission Specialists. We're proud to have been servicing Northwest Florida's automotive transmission needs for over 20 years. Our reputation for superior customer service, quality craftsmanship, and unmatched value has made us the most trusted service provider in Northwest Florida. Thank you for supporting us for over 20 years. We look forward to continuing to serve the area, Pensacola proud, for many years to come. Stuck in first? Come to Hurst. Call 478-3395. That's 478-3395.
Deluxe Printing can design, print, and mail in-house, saving you or your business time and money. Our work speaks for itself, whether it's a custom die-cut pocket folder, magazine, postcard, rack card, stationery, or even a giclée on canvas. Deluxe Printing has it at the lowest price and the highest quality. Stop by our new location, 3320 North W Street, and see why. Deluxe Printing is voted Pensacola's best printer. Deluxe Printing, 850-457-8494, 850-457-8494.
When you're thinking about that special person or for a special occasion, make it a gift from J.W. Renfro Pecans, featuring a large selection of gourmet snacks. Show how much you care with a heartfelt basket, tin or bag filled to the brim with nutty favorites or chocolate pecans. A huge selection of treats with a wide variety of fudge, coffee, and much more. J.W. Renfro Pecans, downtown Pensacola at the intersection of Main and A Street, open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, Sunday 11 to 4. 2400 West Fairfield Drive, open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5.
Hi, I'm Morris Hines with Freedom Boat Club. We are the oldest and largest members-only boating club in the world and the perfect alternative to boat ownership. We take care of all the headaches and hassles associated with owning a boat, like maintenance, cleaning, docking, storage, and insurance. We offer a wide variety of new model boats to choose from, including inshore and offshore fishing boats, ski boats, deck boats, and pontoons. Call us today to schedule a personal tour and see for yourself what thousands of other members are already experiencing. Boating made simple. Visit us online at freedomboatclub.com.
like a storm. Grace on the water, lips like sugar, lips like sugar. Just when you think you've caught her, she glides across the water. She calls for you tonight to share this moonlight.
To talk to George Norrie, call the Wildcard line at 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is 818-501-4721. To talk toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, toll-free, call 800-618-8255. To reach George via Skype, use Skype name George97313. Send George a text message anytime at 818-298-6521. This is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
We're going to come back with Michael Brown in just a moment, author of Future Events, and take final calls on our next Coast to Coast program. Astrologer Leslie McGuirk joins us to talk about what you can expect next year. And then later on, William Douglas joins us to talk about science of consciousness on Coast to Coast. Beyond Belief, that's our television show, and we invite you to watch as many episodes as you can at beyondbelief.com.
We sure do, and to get you started, go to beyondbelief.com right now. We've put up some ad-free episodes you can watch absolutely free. Then scroll on down just a little bit. There's a 7-day free trial that'll get you access to a ton of shows that we've done. It's beyondbelief.com. That's where you want to go.
And if you haven't signed up yet to our YouTube channel, go ahead and do that.
It's another fun place. Interviews of recent and past shows, all for free. Go to coasttocoastam.com. Head to the top. There's a little icon to the left. Click that. It's free to subscribe and have some fun.
There you go, and have something here to lose some weight.
If you're looking to lose some weight, learning the science of weight loss versus just counting calories is the true secret to Weight Magic drops and capsules. Here's product creator Dan Putnam to explain how insulin management is the key.
Everything for weight loss has been focused on eating less calories. What a lot of people don't realize is one of the most important things controlling insulin levels. When we eat, it's going to first go through the liver, then it goes to the muscles. Anything more than that, then it goes into the fat. If there's insulin present, the body's thinking that you just ate. So the body has a mechanism that it actually shuts down the energy in the fat. So you have to be able to control that insulin, or it's going to be very difficult, almost impossible, to burn the fat.
Dan, so tell me about Weight Magic drops.
We have these absolutely amazing Weight Magic drops. The concept of this is control insulin, make body insulin sensitive. Also, it has an exact diet to control your insulin levels. So by using these drops, by following this diet, it's putting the body into the fat burning mode.
Dan, Weight Magic capsules help resolve a problem most overweight people have going against them. What is that?
Their core body temperature is less than the people at their ideal weight. That is your metabolism. So just in summary, we've created the Weight Magic drop to help control the insulin, also cleanse the liver, and then the Weight Magic capsules to increase that metabolism. Not uncommon for somebody to lose a half a pound to a pound a day. So it really is the perfect duo for fat loss.
Buy George's Weight Magic drops and capsules now and shed those pounds. Order now at healthylooking.com or by phone at 800-595-7490. Free shipping with promo code George. That's healthylooking.com or 800-595-7490. George's Weight Magic from healthylooking.com.
Break-ins and overnight threats are serious, and while we want to protect ourselves, most gun owners don't ever want to have to pull that trigger. Now there's a non-lethal alternative that will protect your life without taking another. You need a reliable tool that can send potential threats running in the opposite direction. Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A, is the answer, designed for easy use by anyone. Byrna has powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic rounds that can incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. And a lot of you listening here work the night shift. Make sure you have the protection when you come and leave work. And think about your loved ones who are at home without protection. It's also important to provide self-defense for your family while you're away. And Byrna is that solution everyone in your household can get behind. Here's the best part. Byrna is completely legal in all 50 states. No permits or background checks are required. I personally own the Byrna SD Launcher, a great complement to firearms. I recommend that you invest in one for yourself, your friends, your family today. Byrna is proudly American with a manufacturing facility located in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Visit Byrna.com/George right now for an exclusive 10% discount on your purchase. Don't compromise on safety this holiday season. Choose Byrna for peace of mind and protection. Go to BYRNA, Byrna.com/George.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement, creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author and star in a new Hollywood documentary called The Baby Boomer Dilemma. In this film, economists and Nobel Prize-winning PhDs share a strange concept I call the retirement discount. It gives you more retirement income with the same dollars saved, and your money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even people who are on track have shifted money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money, call to get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Baby Boomer Dilemma, at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you'll get it completely free, plus 2 hours of bonus behind-the-scenes footage. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. So don't delay, call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020, 1-800-506-2020.
And welcome back. We're back with Michael Brown, author of Future Events, A Prophecy of Coming Times, and we'll take your calls. Michael, very thorough job with this book, by the way.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And it's available at Amazon and on our website. I've been doing it for 23 years now, a daily kind of supernatural website called SpiritDaily.com.
Did you make a shift to the paranormal?
Did I make a shift to paranormal?
Yeah.
I was always kind of interested in it, and I had experiences as a very young kid, I guess what you'd call kind of a near-death experience with asthma. And so it's always been at the back of my mind. But I was, as you mentioned at the onset of the show, a secular journalist. And for many years I was in Manhattan as an author, straightforward, just books about normal things, if you want to call mafia normal and toxic contamination. But Medjugorje in Yugoslavia, former Yugoslavia, is what set me on a permanent course in the direction I'm on right now, the trajectory.
Fantastic. Let's go back to the calls. East of the Rockies, AC is with us in Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome, AC.
Hello, George and Michael.
Hello. Hi. There.
I kind of have two questions here. I'll start off with the first. Michael, you mentioned a second coming, and in Matthew 24, Jesus made it clear his second coming has no arrival on planet Earth. But he also talked about a third coming, and his third coming does have an arrival on Earth, which is preceded by the appearance of what he calls the sign of the Son of Man in Matthew 24, verse 30, in the sky, causing all the tribes of the earth to mourn. Now, it's coincidental, but I have proven on a radio show last Wednesday here in Cleveland that the sign in the sky will be the cross. So my question to you, the first question here, is do you believe in this second coming, which has no arrival on planet Earth, wherein Christians will be rescued from the terrible times and events that are to come?
Well, you know, I guess I go back to what was mentioned in the first hour of the show, the 1990 prophecy, that anonymous locution, if you will. And in it, it said putatively from the Lord Jesus, quote, "I will come not as a man of flesh, but like my mother who already nurses me and holds me in her arms, as light and power. I will manifest myself in a series of supernatural events similar to the apparitions, but much more powerful. In other words, my second coming will be different than my first, and like my first, it will be spectacular to many, but also unknown initially to many or disbelieved. Yet truly, I tell you, the arrogance of the world will have been broken, and so many more than normal will believe. I will come in towering light. I don't know. That's something to consider anyway.
Let's go to back to AC for a second question. Go ahead, AC.
Okay, the second question is also in Matthew 24, the second question is this. You had mentioned you didn't know the time, or from the visions, you didn't know the time of these events, okay? Now, Jesus said in Matthew 24, my words shall not pass away, so there would be a preservation of his written words, which we have in the King James Bible. So my question to you is, in Matthew 24, it talks about learn a parable. Jesus said, learn a parable of the fig tree. And when you see the fig tree put forth its leaves, you'll know that summer is nigh, and all the events he talked about in Matthew 24 will be fulfilled. And so my question is, do you see this parable of the fig tree being the nation of Israel, which was formed in 1948, that Isaiah actually prophesied in Isaiah chapter 66, a nation being born in a day, and Israel was born in a day by edict of the United Nations. So how do you see that fig tree as being the nation of Israel and the importance of the nation of Israel in end time prophecy?
I certainly see the importance of Israel. I also see that there are a lot of fig trees. There are a lot of signs of the times occurring all around us, whether it's in the realm of geopolitical events like what we're seeing in the Middle East right now, or once again with swerves in climate, gyrations in climate, various storms, and then geophysically with earthquakes and volcanoes and so forth. So I think that it's Matthew 24 mentions, which is similar to Luke 21, mentions a panoply of various events that occur, and I think it's right in front of our faces. Fear? No, I don't think fear. I don't think we fear it. But concern and warning, without question.
Let's go to John, truck driving in Ohio, to get you in here. John, go ahead.
Morning, George. Hey, Michael. How you doing this morning?
Good.
I got several questions, and my thing is, some of these older prophets, you know, like Nostradamus and everything, were vague, but the one that really intrigues me is Edgar Cayce, because he spoke, and he's a modern man, so he speaks in language we can understand. And he talked a little bit about the Antichrist, but more what you're saying is about the earth, the earthquakes, the hurricanes, and he said the United States would be split in half because of some major catastrophes. And then he goes on to say that China, which is really weird, because in the 30s when he was there, China would be the global thing where they would run the earth, but they would be the economic power and everything. And I'm wondering if that's going to be the mark of the beast, will come from them, but they would fall to Christianity. And then I wonder about the sign you're speaking about that might come. What about an asteroid coming from outside the system, hitting the United States in some area, weakening us, and then others could take advantage of that?
Well, it certainly can happen. I mean, I remember being stunned when I visited the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, and I interviewed the foremost experts on asteroids and comets. And what most stunned me, besides finding out that we've only in recent years discovered that there are asteroids between the planet Earth and the Sun. We didn't even know that much. We thought they were further away. But when I was speaking to the fellow there at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, who was considered the foremost comet expert, I asked him at what point, how many comets are there in our solar system? And he said about 65 million. And I said,
wow,
65 million. I said, how do you come across that figure, or come up with that figure? And he said, it's a sheer guess. We don't know.
Solar system or galaxy?
Solar system.
Wow.
This is between Neptune and then beyond Pluto. You know, there are asteroids the size of Pluto out there. And beyond these, the various belt, the Oort belt and so forth. And then he also mentioned, he said, or it was another astronomer who mentioned to me that the most likely event, if you want to get in the realm of asteroids and comets, is to suddenly wake up one day and see on the news, see on TV, this comet hanging in the sky that has come from the blind side of the sun that we did not see coming, that we didn't even know existed, because it's a long-term comet from way out, from way beyond Pluto, but part of our solar system, and comes winging around. Perhaps it only makes an orbit every 65,000 years or every 65 million years, and there it is hanging in the sky with no one knowing where it's going to go, including whether it's going to crash into the planet.
That's amazing. On the wildcard line, Ruth's with us in Maryland. Hey, Ruthie.
Hi. Thank you, George and Michael, for taking my call.
Sure.
And Michael, I wanted to ask you what you thought the Mark of the Beast is going to be, because I haven't heard it mentioned. And do you think it's going to be one of the tattoos that people are getting on their wrist, or the implants that they're getting in their back of their neck? I know a 93-year-old woman that's getting ready to get one next month in the back of her neck. And what do you think the Mark of the Beast is going to be? Thank you.
Yes. Hard to say, but, you know, one has to be concerned with the how much digits are playing into everyone's technology, and how they'll be able to identify us in various ways with various chips and so forth. Those chips are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. I guess you could see that as the mark of the beast. I'm certain this has been talked about on this show many, many times in the past. But clearly, I don't know. Is it a supernatural sign, too, that's recognized by the beast, something that's imprinted from ourselves? I guess I have to plead ignorance on what exactly it will be. But I do think that we face a personage of evil who is ready to come onto the scene. And, you know, we look at Scripture, at the Bible, and it doesn't necessarily say the Antichrist. It says Antichrist, plural. So throughout history, there are various Antichrist, again, plural. And I think that we are facing one, and he may even be affecting things right now as we speak. He may be alive and in some type of a circulation. I think that the world is not going to end, but it is certainly going to change.
Would you get a chip in your hand, Michael, if they told you to?
I would resist that. I would resist that because it compromises my humanity. It's making us just another tool of computers and so forth. So I think I would greatly resist that.
I would agree with you. Let's go to Neil in Santa Monica, California. Neil, thanks for holding.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Hey, so can you hear me well?
Yes, sir.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So the last time we were talking, you know, it seems like if you want to cut me off, just give me a 30-second warning, because I got some interesting things to say. I believe in a Zen Buddhist philosophy, okay? And I believe that end of times is a very negative belief in many ways. And I stated that the origin came from, in America, came basically from the Protestant and Buddhist theology. But over the last 100 years, it's been avariciously capitalized by our politicians and American evangelists. You know, when pandering, you know, to people's fears and hopes, you know, our politicians have displayed a legacy of dispensations, like as using it as a scapegoat, as demagoguery to justify acts of like jingoism, like George Bush with the Iraq war, axis of evil, or hegemony, which is, you know, taking advantage of other countries, and especially environmental negligence, like, for example, you know, with the WMDs you know, and the axis of evil that was with Bush. But with Reagan, remember, James Watt was the Secretary of State, right? And he was quoted, okay, because the Reagan administration relaxed the pollution control standards. And when James Watt was questioned by the reporters about pollution control standards and why he doesn't, you know, why he's reducing pollution control standards, it was quoted. He is quoted to say, "We don't care about future generations. Jesus is coming."
So what do you think of that? We're wrapping things up right now. Michael, go ahead. You have the final word.
Well, I think I agree to that to a great extent. And I do think a lot of people play off it, but I also believe that it's apparent with everything we see in front of us on the news and even in our lives that major change is afoot, and that more is coming. I think that turning a blind eye to it is not in your best interest. We mentioned that we don't want to be digitalized by too much technology, and we have to be careful with that. I think that we've gone overboard with technology, and we're too identifiable now to powers that be when those powers come into being. And I think that they are coalescing. There's a, you know, if you will, a concatenation of events and trends that are going to lead to corralling the populace, especially in the wake of major natural disturbances and breakdowns caused by disasters. So I see a big combination between societal events and also events in nature.
Michael, thank you for being on the program, and good luck with everything you do.
Thank you for having me.
The name of the book, Future Events. His website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Tim Banal, George Knapp, and Ian Punnett, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.
Are you in need of comprehensive insurance coverage for your home or business? Look no further than Poulos & Associates. At Poulos & Associates, we specialize in providing tailored insurance solutions to meet your specific needs. Whether you require a homeowner's insurance policy for your cherished home or general liability, workers' comp, commercial auto insurance, or bonds for your business, we have you covered. Located at 1375 West Garden Street in Pensacola, Florida, give Linda or Anthony Poulos a call at 850-438-7255. That's 850-438-7255.
My name is Chris Roney. I'm the owner of Aceland Locks. We are the largest locksmith in town. We're also the only authorized AAA provider. We can do just about anything. We handle not only cars and trucks, but we also do boats. We do motorcycles. We even do tractor trailers. We do all the new high security keys and all the new computer chip keys to all makes and models at a fraction of the price. In case of an emergency, before you need us, store our phone number in your telephone, 850-505-7545.
Business owners, you can cut costs and enhance productivity with a Strongtel phone system that delivers both. Strongtel combines desk and mobile phones into one feature-rich business system and saves about half off your phone bill every month. Visit us at Strongtel.com to find out more. Start saving with Strongtel today. Strongtel is your Gulf Coast neighbor and a member of the iTechs trading community. Your iTechs dollars are welcome. Visit us at strongtel.com to find out more.
Are you in need of a reliable roofing contractor? Look no further than Freeman Roofing. Our commitment to quality is unmatched. That's why we offer an impressive 15-year workmanship warranty on all our projects. We're not just any other roofing company. We've proudly earned the Best of Pensacola Award 3 times and also boasts an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Remember, Papa says it right the first time.
Freeman Roofing, proud sponsors of Alabama Crimson Tide football. Call us now at 850-994-1078.
Helping you make smart and intelligent decisions. It's Bill O'Reilly and the O'Reilly Update. Weekday afternoons on WPNN, Pensacola's information station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. What began as a 4-day truce in the Middle East has just rolled into its 5th day after Israel and Hamas agreed to an extension in hopes of releasing more hostages and prisoners. Another 11 Israeli women and children were released yesterday, bringing the total number to 69. Correspondent Holly Williams is in Tel Aviv.
One elderly lady who was released, an 84-year-old, was apparently in need of quite urgent care. She reportedly had a pre-existing condition that was not being treated when she was in captivity. We also saw on the video of the releases a much younger woman who was moving about on crutches and seemed to have quite a serious leg injury.
Nearly half of the released hostages are children. There was a vigil at Brown University for 3 college students of Palestinian descent shot and wounded on a street in Burlington, Vermont.
Really shows how unsafe we are, especially at a place so near to here and with a person so near to so many of our hearts.
One of the injured students who attends Brown suffered a spinal injury. The suspect has pleaded not guilty to 3 counts of attempted murder. More unwelcome news for a Wall Street Journal reporter detained in Russia. A court there has extended Evan Gershkovich prison stay for a 3rd time, now until at least January 30th. He was taken into custody almost 8 months ago and accused of espionage. After more than 2 weeks, a light at the end of the tunnel for 41 men trapped in a tunnel in India. Rescuers say they're on the verge of breaking through a collapsed portion of road where the workers got stuck after a landslide brought down a mountain of debris. They've been subsisting on chickpeas, dried fruit, nuts, puffed rice, and water funneled in through a narrow pipeline. In Atlanta, a tribute will be held today for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. CBS's Mark Strassman.
We're hearing Mr. Carter will, in fact, attend that special service. At least that's the plan. There could be a last-minute change of heart, however. Georgia is staging this 3-day farewell to Mrs. Carter, but this is an American moment. Inside the Carter Center, everyday Americans file past Mrs. Carter's casket, paying their respects to the daughter of Tiny Plains, Georgia, who became First Lady of the United States.
With Black Friday and Cyber Monday behind us, it's time for Giving Tuesday. Lori Styron at the nonprofit Charity Watch.
Do a little due diligence and make sure that you're finding organizations that will spend the vast majority of what you give on legitimate programs and keep their overhead spending reasonable.
S&P futures down 2. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
The best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses proven Oxy technology that quickly destroys viruses, odors, mold, and more. People are raving over how well the Thunderstorm freshens their homes. Any odor will disappear. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, you name it. And best of all, there's no filters to buy. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. For whole home protection. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you need clean, fresh air. Also, it has a USB port for your car or truck. With this special offer, you're getting 3 units for under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com right now and put in discount code RADIO3 and save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. That's discount code RADIO and the number 3. And shipping is...
Hey guys, Kevin from the Butcher Shop. Come see us for all of your protein needs, 2405 Langley Avenue. Give us a call, 850-458-8782. We specialize in options. High choice, prime, dry age, Australian Wagyu, Japanese Wagyu, several different breeds of pork, whatever you need. If you don't see it in the case, we'll cut it for you fresh from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come see us at the butcher shop where you always get the best meats for less.
Do you love seafood? How about fresh fried mullet, shrimp and oysters, or blackened mahi-mahi? Hi, I'm Kenneth from the Fishing Hole Restaurant. And you know our slogan, where you can always get a bite. I have been advertising with WPNN for a decade, and daily I still have people come into the restaurant telling me that they heard our ad on the radio. If you want some great seafood, come see me at the Fishing Hole. And for the best advertising in Pensacola, call Scott at WPNN 850-433-1141. That's 850-433-1141.
My name's Chris Roney. I'm the owner of Aceon Locks. We are the largest locksmith in town. We're also the only authorized AAA provider. We can do just about anything. We handle not only cars and trucks, but we also do boats. We do motorcycles. We even do tractor trailers. We do all the new high security keys and all the new computer chip keys to all makes and models at a fraction of the price. In case of an emergency, before you need us, store our phone number in your telephone, 850-505-7545.
Business owners, you can cut costs and enhance productivity with a Strongtel phone system that delivers both. Strongtel combines desk and mobile phones into one feature-rich business system and saves about half off your phone bill every month. Visit us at Strongtel.com to find out more. Start saving with Strongtel today. Strongtel is your Gulf Coast neighbor and a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcomed. Visit us at Strongtel.com to find out more.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Truce extended. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koshenka. On this Tuesday, November 28th, glad you could be with us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
The break in fighting between Israel and Hamas is now in its fifth day, as each side agrees to release more hostages and prisoners.
New numbers from CME Group indicate a 52% chance the Fed will lower interest rates by May of next year.
A Vermont man is charged with attempted murder for the shooting of three college students in Burlington. It's being investigated as a hate crime.
And why nobody seems interested in being the boss.
Being the boss, middle managers, managers are getting squeezed. They're having to do more with less. They're having to lay people off and not replace them. They're getting squashed between the expectations of upper management and what the younger generations or lower levels want. And so it's kind of a no-win position right now.
Career expert Julie Bauke on a new survey that finds a succession gap thanks to individual contributors wishing to stay in place. The pause in the Middle East war continues. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a two-day extension of their truce in Gaza to allow for the release of more Israeli hostages after 7 weeks of fighting. Today is day five of the truce as the two sides completed the release of Israeli hostages and detained Palestinians. Israel said 11 Israelis had returned to the country from the Gaza Strip yesterday, bringing the total of Israeli and foreign hostages the Palestinian group has freed to 69. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the White House has no say in which hostages get released.
The lists are developed by Hamas, and then, of course, the Israelis develop their list of Palestinian prisoners that they're going to release. And we're not involved in the specific drafting of the lists and the determination on Hamas's side of who's going to come out on any given day.
Hamas took about 240 hostages during the October 7th terror attacks on southern Israel that killed 1,200, prompting Israel to retaliate. Israel previously said it would extend the truce by one day for every 10 more hostages released. The man arrested in connection with the shooting of three young men of Palestinian descent in Burlington, Vermont, has been charged with three counts of attempted murder. 48-year-old Jason Eaton pleaded not guilty at a hearing yesterday. He was arrested near the location of the shooting Sunday. Chittenden County State's Attorney Sarah George says local law enforcement officials have not yet found evidence the shooting was a hate crime.
I do want to be clear that there is no question this was a hateful act. We currently live in a world of divisiveness and hate, rather than inclusion and love.
Police say the victims, who are all 20 years old, were being treated for injuries at a local hospital. Two were in stable condition, while the other had more serious injuries. The students attend Brown University, Haverford College in Pennsylvania, and Trinity College in Connecticut. If convicted, Mr. Eaton could get life in prison. There are a handful of legal developments involving former President Trump and his court cases. A roundup from this morning's Mike Gavin.
In his election interference case in Washington, a judge yesterday rejected a request by Trump's lawyers to see records from the congressional investigation by House Democrats of the attack on the U.S. Capitol. The judge found that Trump has not sufficiently justified his request for information. Elsewhere, Trump's lawyers will call him back to the stand to testify in his New York civil fraud trial on December 11th. Also in that case, his lawyers urged an appeals court to continue blocking a gag order previously imposed. Gordon.
Thank you, Mike. In the civil fraud trial, the judge had placed a series of restrictions on Trump and his lawyers to prevent them from commenting on court staff. The restrictions came after the former president posted a picture of law clerk Allison Greenfield that falsely accused her of being Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's girlfriend. It's 10 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My name is George Ossetis. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Nutrafol. My hair started thinning in my early 20s. I took a pharmaceutical drug, but unfortunately I suffered from sexual dysfunction. Having to choose between my hair and my health was not really a fair choice, so we created Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com/men. That's Nutrafol.com/men.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation in a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Hi, I'm Gerald Gillis. I own All Pro Tune-Up in Milton on Highway 90 across from Big Lots. Let me first thank those of you who have allowed me to service and repair your cars, trucks, and RVs. Without you, All Pro Tune-Up would not exist. I am well aware that my customers are my most important asset, and I hope I've met your expectations. For those of you whom I haven't met yet, please accept my invitation to visit my staff and me at All Pro Tune-Up. The firm you choose for your vehicle's care is critical. It impacts every part of your life, not the least of which is your wallet. My number one goal is to service and repair your vehicle correctly without breaking your bank. As I've said before, if you need a radiator hose, I am not going to replace your radiator. In a small town like ours, a business is only as good as its reputation, and I want to be known as an honest technician. Maybe you have a question that needs an answer. Maybe price is an issue. Let's talk about it. I answer many questions daily free of charge, and I'm glad to do so. Whatever you need, I'm sure we can work it out. But I can't help you if you don't come see me at All Pro Tune-Up on Highway 90 in Milton across from Big Lots. I'm Gerald Gillis, and I'm looking forward to meeting you, if I haven't already.
Advancing the conversation, identifying trends, and informing the world. This is America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Tuesday. President Biden yesterday announced dozens of new policy initiatives designed to strengthen the U.S. supply chain.
Today, our supply chains are stronger than ever, with backlogs, bottlenecks, and shipping rates at a 25-year low.
Among the new White House initiatives, $275 million from the Energy Department for clean energy efforts in communities affected by coal mine or coal power plant closures. Meanwhile, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell signaled an important shift recently when he said the central bank didn't necessarily have to worry about stronger growth feeding through to higher prices. The reason? The U.S. economy's speed limit, known as potential growth, appears to have temporarily moved up thanks to easing bottlenecks in the supply chain. An explainer from Nick Timiraos, chief economics correspondent at the Wall Street Journal. Nick, explain.
Well, inflation has come off considerably over the last 4 or 5 months. And one of the big reasons that inflation is coming down is that we've had a positive response from the supply side of the economy. What does that mean? It means that there are more workers available to work. There are more cars available to purchase. The bottlenecks and the shortages that really hamstrung the economy and sent prices up over the last 2.5 years are working their way out now. And so you haven't had to see the sort of big declines in demand that some economists predicted you would need to get prices down. A lot of the time you have inflation as high as it was, you have to have a recession to bring inflation down. And obviously, we haven't had a recession yet, but inflation is coming down. And so you can really see the supply side of the economy doing a lot of the work.
Okay, and that is basically what Fed officials feel is needed, right? That was, I think Chairman Powell said something like the economy needs to grow, quote, below potential.
Yeah, and he made a very subtle but significant shift in those comments a couple of weeks ago. For the last year, he has been talking about this idea that the economy needs to grow below its trend rate over the long run. Economists think that for the U.S. economy, trend growth is around 2%. So you would need to see growth below 2% to achieve a slowdown in inflation. But obviously that hasn't happened. For the last couple quarters, the economy has been growing above 2%. We grew at nearly a 5% annualized rate in the third quarter, and inflation came down. So how do you explain that? Well, Powell said that, you know, there are times where the potential growth rate of the economy might actually be above 2%, and so you would only need to be growing somewhat below that potential growth rate. You could have above 2% growth and still bring down inflation, and indeed, that's what we've been seeing over the past few months.
We're speaking with Nick Timiraos, chief economics correspondent at the Wall Street Journal. His story is called The Hidden Hero Fueling Soft Landing Hopes, A Boost in Supply. How do things like productivity or wages or employment tie into supply?
Well, if you go back a year ago, the Fed was worried that not only did we have high inflation, but they were worried that higher inflation might be sustained because in a tight labor market, you would see continued pressure on wages. And so if companies have to keep wages high, they might pass that along in the form of higher prices. Also, Warden, if incomes are growing strongly, that's putting money in people's pockets. They can keep spending. And so you're not going to get the slowdown in demand to bring prices down. But what's happened this year has been we saw a big increase in foreign-born employment as immigration began to pick back up. And so if you have sort of this relief valve in the form of supply of workers coming into the market, that can take pressure off of wages without having to have as extreme a slowdown in demand. Really, you would see an increase in the unemployment rate, and you haven't had to see a big increase in the unemployment rate to have wage growth slow down this year. Productivity, or the output per hour worked, if workers are more productive, that can also bring wage growth down without having to have a big increase in layoffs.
So can supplies as they are then be sustained?
Yeah, I think the big question going forward is in 2023, the supply side helped bring down inflation. Will that continue in 2024? If it does, then it means not only is the Fed done raising interest rates, but the conversation can shift sooner at some point next year to when the Fed might be able to take back some of their increases by lowering rates.
Thanks, Nick. Nick Timmeros, chief economics correspondent at the Wall Street Journal. This portion of the program is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. You want to wildly exceed somebody's gift expectations this holiday season? Do what I do. Send them a package from Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks has your wish list covered with guaranteed perfection during their Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales, which have been extended. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use the code DEAL at checkout to get an additional $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. Score delicious deals on tender, juicy, extra aged steaks like their mouth-watering bacon-wrapped filet mignons. Or cozy up to easy-to-prepare meals and carefully curated gift packages guaranteed to make spirits bright. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Visit omahasteaks.com and save big with 50% off site-wide. Plus, use the promo code DEAL at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because these deals at Omaha Steaks will be gone before you know it. omahasteaks.com, promo code DEAL at checkout. Again, omahasteaks.com and the promo code DEAL. 20 minutes after the hour on this morning. Here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
The humanitarian truce that has brought a pause to the fighting in the Gaza Strip has entered its fifth day after a two-day extension was announced Monday. The extension raises hopes that Hamas will release more than the 69 hostages it has released so far and returned out of the nearly 240 captives it has held since October 7th. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
You have to expect a group like Hamas, a terrorist group, which clearly doesn't abide by laws of war, will try to take advantage of any pause in the fighting for their own benefit. So we're watching that closely, as well as our Israeli counterparts. You can bet that they're watching that closely.
Israel has previously said it would consider lengthening the humanitarian pause in fighting by one day for every 10 freed hostages.
Number two.
A federal judge has denied a request by Donald Trump to issue subpoenas for records related to a select House committee that investigated the January 6th Capitol riot. Trump was seeking the subpoenas as part of his defense to criminal charges related to his attempt to reverse his loss in the 2020 election. In her order denying the subpoenas, Judge Tanya Chutkan suggested that Trump's lawyers were engaged in a fishing expedition with their request.
Number three.
Sandy Hook families, who won nearly $1.5 billion in legal judgments against conspiracy theorist Alex Jones for calling the 2012 Connecticut school shooting a hoax, have offered to settle that debt for only pennies on the dollar, at least $85 million over 10 years. The offer was made in Jones's personal bankruptcy case in Houston last week, but the attorneys continued to accuse the InfoWars host of failing to curb his personal spending and extravagant lifestyle, refusing to sell assets, and failing to produce certain financial documents. A court in Moscow today extended the detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, arrested on espionage charges, until January 30th. The hearing took place behind closed doors because authorities claim details of the criminal case against the journalist are classified. The 32-year-old has been detained since March. After shoppers spent billions on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, there's hope that the holiday haul for nonprofits will also be generous today, Giving Tuesday, and throughout the year-end charitable giving season. That would be a welcome development for charities that have been burned by inflation and experienced an overall drop in donations last year. Analysts say the indicators are very positive around a strong giving season this year.
All right, thank you, Jen. 23 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa"?
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Elevate your existing beauty.
At Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, we provide luxury med spa services in a relaxing atmosphere. Body contouring, chemical peels, hair restoration, injectables, laser hair and tattoo removal, facials, holistic body treatments, massages, and waxing. We introduce positive energy, innovative technology, and advanced technique, creating the most elevated, confident version of yourself. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Call 850-432-6772 or visit us at stillwatersmedspa.com.
We big and tall guys want and need comfortable, warm weather clothes. Hi, this is Little John at Little John's Big and Tall. We have a large selection of in-stock clothes size extra large to 14X and large tall to 6X tall. You can try them on before you buy them. But if needed, our in-house alteration service guarantees a perfect fit every time. That's why we were voted best of the bay for men's clothing. We're Little John's Big and Tall on Davis Highway between Airport Boulevard and Brett Lane. And online at littlejohnsbigandtall.com.
Little John's is a member of the iTex trading community, and your iTex dollars are welcome here.
Have you ever wondered if that review you're reading is from an actual customer? When you search for businesses at BBB.org, Better Business Bureau makes sure every review you see is from a real customer. For over 100 years, BBB has been connecting consumers to good businesses. So if you're looking for a good business, look for the seal. Start your search at BBB.org. Start with trust. BBB.org.
This is Stan Butler at Mike's Outdoor Sports. We've got a huge selection of guns, archery equipment, fishing gear, and all the clothing and accessories that go with it. We've got the right firearms for hunting, self-defense, and target shooting, and our archery pro shop will fit you with the bow that's best for you. Our priority is sharing our passion for the great outdoors with you, and we promise you 100% satisfaction. We're Mike's Outdoor Sports, 1 mile north of I-10 on Highway 29 in Pensacola. Call us at 850-478-1129.
Thanks for being with us. With the psychological stakes so high at the holidays, many of us spend beyond our gift-giving means. The obvious solution? Set a budget and stick to it. But where to start? Here's Dan Divizay, personal finance reporter at USA Today. Dan, 7 in 10 expect to overspend?
I plan to overspend. I always plan to overspend. It's an emotional time trying to buy gifts at the holidays. You never feel like you can spend enough. I personally am always feeling guilty. I feel like it isn't possible to buy too many gifts for the holidays, and so I'm one of those. I promise you I will overspend this year.
All right, so then you say, listen, the next logical step, the solution here, just set a budget and stick to it. Sounds great in principle, but not always easy to put into effect. What do you recommend here?
Yeah, you know, where do you even start? And I did some searching and found that a few sites that are good sites actually do offer some starting points for budgeting. There's a company called ClearPoint, which is a nonprofit credit counselor, and they came up with a really simple thing, which is maybe plan to spend 1.5% of your total annual income. So if you earn $75,000 a year, which is about the average American family, that works out to $1,125, and then you can use these little sliding buttons to allocate those funds. I'm thinking of gifts, but you might also throw a party or two. You might want to make a donation. You might be driving to grandmother's house, you know, so it allows you to do all that. So that's a good start.
I like the idea of ranking the recipients.
Oh, Wired Magazine has a wonderful and wonderfully logical holiday gift calculator. It says you start out by inputting a budget, and then there's all this math. You assign each of your loved ones a rank from 1 to 10, where 10 is your beloved partner, and 1 is a nephew you don't really care for that much. And then you do some multiplication, and basically, you'd have to look up the math, but you figure out a way to allocate, you know, 1x to that least loved nephew and 10x to your partner or spouse, and it's a pretty good way to divvy up the money. And again, it gives you a start and gives you some help.
And to avoid awkwardness at holiday meals, let's not share that list.
No, do not let it fall prey into the wrong hands.
It's almost like you need a performance review for each recipient. Well, you know, it was a good year for the nephew who's normally weak. He goes from a 1 to a 2.
Right? That's, oh man. Right. Like, yeah.
We're speaking with Dan Divizay, personal finance reporter at USA Today. His story is called Afraid of Overspending on Holiday Gifts, Set a Budget, and he's gotten pretty deep into how to do it. What was the 50-30-20 rule that you went through?
NerdWallet, Kimberly Palmer spoke about this. The idea here is that 50% of your take-home pay is needs. It just goes to cover stuff like food and shelter. 30% is quote-unquote wants. That's your Taylor Swift tickets. And 20%, the remainder, is to debt repayment and savings. So what Kimberly says is that 30% of wants, discretionary stuff, dinners out, theater, so forth, that's where you carve out your holiday budget.
Dan Divise, personal finance reporter at USA Today. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Supporting the American way of life, Glenn Beck examines political correctness weekday mornings on WPNN, Pensacola's information station.
For over 30 years, you've allowed Advanced Auto Air and Repair to repair your vehicle. And for this, I would like to say thank you. This is Tim Murph, and I would like to invite you to visit us. We specialize in air conditioning. I also have qualified technicians performing all general repairs, including tune-ups, brakes, electrical, and more. We will diagnose and repair your vehicle in a timely manner and at a fair price. Advanced Auto Air and Repair, 4605 North Palafox. Call 432-4083. That's 432-4083.
The immediate threat of spreading COVID-19 is history. Now it's down to what we do best. Clean, spotless logistics. Residential apartments, condos, homes, and business accounts. Your business needs a customized infection prevention plan targeting high traffic areas and main touch points found in office spaces. Spotless Logistics, serving residential and business accounts. Call 583-3323, 583-3323, or visit UpsidePropertyManagement.com.
CBS News Brief. A truce between Israel and Hamas has just entered its fifth day with two more prisoner exchanges before the extended ceasefire expires tomorrow. Of the 69 hostages already released, Dr. Ram Segi with Israel's health ministry says,
all our children and mothers are in a stable medical condition.
A suspect in the shooting of three Palestinian college students in Vermont has pleaded not guilty to three counts of attempted murder. CBS's Errol Barnett.
One of the three young men has been released. The other two, CBS News can report, remain together in the ICU. Meantime, if convicted, the suspect faces 20 years to life in prison on each of the three counts he faces.
Another setback for Evan Gershkovich. The Wall Street Journal reporter's detention has been extended until at least January 30th. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Are you confident in your retirement plan? Do you have a roadmap to retirement that gives you financial peace of mind? If not, we can help. The Retirement Peace Roadmap, a comprehensive investment services plan personally tailored to the needs of higher wealth individuals. High wealth investors often face more complex challenges, therefore demand higher expertise, elite planning, asset protection, tax strategies, and assertive hands-on management of your investments can have an essential impact. Fiduciary responsibility is key. Our goal is to do what's best for you and your family. A financial plan tailored to maximize your retirement potential and legacy is the cornerstone of Retirement Peace Roadmap. Reach out to Scott McCarron and the team today at 866-917-7327. Scott McCarron offers advisory services through Safe Harbor Fiduciary, LLC, an SEC investment advisor and a licensed insurance professional. Office locations in Pensacola and Mobile. Call 866-917-7327.
If you're not happy with a doctor's diagnosis, you get a second opinion. It works the same way with AC unit repairs. When you call Express Air Conditioning and Heating, it's called a free second opinion. If another company diagnoses a problem and you're not convinced it's real, we'll perform a free system evaluation, and we won't even ask you who the other company is. Call 484-3542, 484-3542, or visit expressairnow.com. Quality work, fast and fair. It's Express Heating and Air.
Gotta call Express Air.
Barry Cole here for Beret Jewelers and Forevermark Diamonds. Did you know only 1% of the world's diamonds even stand the chance to become a Forevermark Diamond? Forevermark Diamonds are responsibly sourced, guaranteed rare, and absolutely stunning. You can find Forevermark Diamonds right here at Beret Jewelers in Pensacola. If you're going to get her a diamond, make it a Forevermark from Beret.
And when I want to make her day, I buy her jewelry at Beret. She loves me.
We'll be right back.
exclusive stories and unique perspectives. You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Tuesday, November 28th. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka, some of our top stories and headlines. A truce between Israel and Hamas is extended. Vermont man charged with attempted murder for the shooting of three college students. A judge denies a Trump request for January 6th committee records. Tribute service today for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. A Wall Street Journal test found Instagram's algorithm sends overtly sexual content to children. Without a touchdown, the Bears beat the Vikings in Monday Night Football. And what happened when Elvis the dog was the only pet not taken at an adoption event? That story in about 20 minutes. How come nobody wants to be the boss anymore? A new study from Vizier finds workers are beginning to draw a firm line between their jobs and personal lives, with employee ambitions for raises and promotions declining compared to lifestyle and wellness goals. Analysis from Julie Bauke, career expert known as Julie on the Job. Julie, what's going on?
You know, this is one of those things that when you look at all the topics we've covered here, especially since the pandemic, there really should be no surprise. In fact, this stat backs up anecdotally all the conversations I'm having with younger people. First of all, you know, being the boss, middle managers, managers are getting squeezed. They're having to do more with less. They're having to lay people off and not replace them. They're getting squashed between the expectations of upper management and what the younger generations or lower levels want. And so it's kind of a no-win position right now. And so no wonder people are looking at it and saying, wait a minute, okay, so I get twice the headaches at least, maybe a little bit more pay. Now tell me exactly why this is a good deal.
Are we talking about, say, a younger person with like an unexpected opportunity who doesn't want to be a manager? Like, is it a today mindset of young workers, I guess is my question.
It's the today mindset of young workers. But it's also partly that we're in this real space between the way work used to be and the way work is going to be. And so as we figure this out, it really is the middle, the let's just call them kind of that mid-level of managers that individual contributors would normally be promoted into, that they're looking around and say, they're looking at it and saying, this is not compelling for me. And the whys behind it are so interesting. And I just completed a project with a company where I did some coaching with their younger, with their top talent, and they were generally younger. So let's just say 20s, 30s, maybe early 40s. And so remember, these are people who've been identified as the future leaders of the organization. And probably 10% of those people have said, yes, I can't wait to get to the level and have a team of people I'm managing.
Oh, okay.
And
10%.
The reason is, and here people have said, you know what? I know they want me to be a people leader. Right now, what's most important to me is being a good parent, being a good partner, being available to coach my kid's soccer team, mm-hmm. or pursue interests that I have outside of work. And so when they look at, we've talked forever about how that line between work and the rest of our lives has gone away, that then drives people to look at the picture of their whole life differently than they did before. And when they look at what it would take to amp up their time and energy around work, they look at it and say, I'd have to give something up. And right now, anyway, a lot of young people are saying I'm not willing to give anything up. Okay. The cost would be too high is, in essence, what it is.
We're speaking with Julie Bauke, career strategist known as Julie on the Job. We're talking about why nobody wants to be a boss anymore. But if you're a middle manager and you're not taking that position, say, to be the boss, are you punching your ticket out of there because you can't grow anymore?
Yeah, I mean, you can be, but we, the older generations, we defined growth as straight up, climbing a ladder, moving to the next level. And we are in a situation now where growth does not have to be defined that way. It could be I grow horizontally. I have more experiences and expertise that can help us in a different way than just having people report to me. So it's, I think organizations, as we move into this new workplace and as more millennials take over leadership roles and are able to do it differently, they will. But if you are in an organization that has a very top-down approach and everything's a ladder, then, yeah, people are going to check out. They're going to stay. They're going to choose to stay in individual contributor roles, or they're going to quit and, you know, completely reinvent themselves.
Mm. All right.
Because they have options where we didn't in the past.
Yeah. If if this particular group you just worked with, there's 10% interest in becoming a boss, what's that percentage, I don't know, 30 years ago?
Yeah, you know, it was probably, I'd guess it was probably 70 to 75%.
Man, really?
When I think about, so I think back, when you say 30 years ago, I think about my career in human resources. And it was so different. People were clamoring to get promoted, to become a manager, become a supervisor, whether or not they were qualified or they actually knew what they were asking for.
Thanks, Julie. Julie Bauke, career expert known as Julie on the Job. 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Coming up next, trying to solve an impossible iPhone mystery.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
If you've been injured as a result of someone else's negligence, then you know that insurance companies aren't on your side. I'm Marcus Michaels with the law firm of Michaels & Booth. Representing the victims of accidents is all we do, and what our entire firm is designed for. We are on your side. We have offices in Pensacola, Fort Walton, and Crestview, a full-time medical doctor on staff, and our own mobile investigations van to collect and preserve your evidence. And our personal injury team is available 24 hours a day. So if you or a loved one has been the victim of an accident, don't be a victim twice. Contact us at forthevictims.com.
So, you've been thinking about getting your home or office painted, but you don't have time to do it yourself. Call the pros at Montgomery Paint, 455-5565. Montgomery Paint specializes in quality work, pressure washing interior and exterior coatings. Montgomery Paint gives you prompt service and satisfaction guaranteed. Call the pros today at Montgomery Paint, 455-5565. That's 455-5565. You'll definitely shoot and score with Montgomery Paint.
Well, Welcome into Tuesday. Thanks for spending time with us. Time now for the mic drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, it's prime leaf raking season for much of the country, and even that can lead to some tense moments between neighbors. One unidentified man told the story online about how his friend got revenge on his neighbor for being jerky about the leaves. Apparently, the homeowner was out clearing leaves, and a few of them drifted over to his neighbor's driveway. The neighbor, who doesn't even live in the home, spotted the intrusive leaves via his doorbell camera and immediately called the police. When an officer showed up, the annoyed homeowner took the opportunity to tip the cop about the car parked in the absentee neighbor's driveway, which was missing tags and insurance. The police told the neighbor that it was in violation and needed to be registered and insured or moved into a garage, or else they'd be back in 2 weeks to tow it. The homeowner was said to be delighted over his revenge, forcing the neighbor to drive 10 hours to the house to take care of this car over just a few dead leaves.
Ouch. Ouch.
I like that.
Mess around and find out. That's what happened there, pretty much.
Yeah, and I guess sort of the kicker here is that this person keeps their yard, you know, neat and tidy,
yeah,
while the person next door doesn't even live there, leaves all over the place, and for whatever reason just decided to call the police for no reason at all.
Yeah, seems like there's some other history going on with those two, perhaps.
Obviously, yes. Yeah. But, yeah, pretty good revenge.
By the way, you can't have an unregistered car in your driveway?
Apparently,
I'm
not sure what state this is,
yeah,
but in this particular state, you have to have, if it's in the driveway, it has to be insured and tagged. And you can put it in your garage, but if it's in the driveway, it has to have everything insured.
That sounds something very New Jersey-ish, doesn't
yeah, it? It could be New Jersey,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess this particular state is a problem for that. And nobody likes the sound of their phone alarm going off in the morning after a too short night of sleep, but you should still be thankful that your phone isn't possessed by a tech-savvy demon. A UK woman has been plagued by a really annoying iPhone glitch for 5 years that causes her alarm to go off at 9:25 a.m. every day like clockwork, despite the fact that she never scheduled it. She detailed the problem on TikTok, and her videos have well over 1 million views. The woman named Angelie says that the problem started out of the blue years ago, and Apple employees are baffled as to how to fix it. So you might be saying to yourself, it's been 5 years, just go get a new phone. Angelie says she's bought new phones, and the problem transfers over to her new phone,
jeez,
along with her data, like some kind of demonic possession haunting each new device. Commenters were quick to offer their own remedies, but nothing seemed to work. Angelie says she refuses to do a factory reset of her phone for two reasons. One, the alarm, though really annoying, is not bad enough to lose everything she has. And two, if she factory resets, the alarm wins.
Oh, it's personal now for Angelie.
It has gotten personal at this point.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Somebody suggested in the comments maybe it was a hack of some kind that got installed, or some calendar event on maybe her watch or iPad or other device that she hasn't taken off.
Right,
She says no to all those things.
She keeps trying, and everything, nothing works at all.
By the way, so I downloaded the new iOS update yesterday, and so I use a timer to help me wake up in the morning. It's
okay,
like a backup, right? So I set it for 6 hours or whatever, but it doesn't any longer indicate what time of day the timer is going to go off.
No.
So I don't like that. I don't like that update.
So you just have no idea it can go off at any time?
So my math has to be really good about setting the timer for my precise wake-up time.
Yikes. We are a radio guy. That's probably not
the best
course of action.
That's exactly why I'm in radio, because math ain't a strong
point. Hopefully you show up on time tomorrow.
Thanks, Mike. 13 minutes in front of the hour. Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa?
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, this is Thane Taylor from the Sleep Center.
For over 20 years now, the Sleep Center has been known as Pensacola's mattress experts. But did you know that the Sleep Center is also Pensacola's adjustable bed, futon, cabinet bed, and beanbag experts? The Sleep Center opened in Pensacola in 1995 with the main goal of being the area's one-stop shop for all your bedding needs. Since then, we have become Pensacola's oldest and largest bedding superstore and have the highest Google rating of any store on the Gulf Coast. So if you want better sleep without all the fuss, come to the Sleep Center and leave the rest to us.
Hammer going left to right. Bryce gets the snap. Looks, throws the fade route. Near side end zone. Touchdown, Alabama! Caught by Ja'Cory Brooks in the end zone.
When the biggest Bama events go down, you turn to us. It's different here. This is Mick Gillespie, host of the Bama Football Tailgate Show. Saturdays at 8 on Fox Sports Pensacola, 101.1 FM, and on the Fox Sports app.
Catch Alabama football all season on WPNN.
Everyone is entitled to his own opinion, but not to his own facts. This is Mike Bates. On the Mike Bates Show, you'll get opinions based on facts. Join me every Saturday morning at 7 for my take on the events of the day. I promise you'll hear things you won't hear anywhere else. Listen to the Mike Bates Show every Saturday morning at 7, which is sponsored in part by Gross & Schuster, Butler Auto Recycling, Printers of Pensacola, and Everett Transmission. Here on WPNN, where Pensacola listens. Depend on us.
American Leak Detection.
Leak detection without destruction. We find leaks without bashing a hole.
Servicing residential and commercial buildings, any leaks in pools, spas, sewer drains. If they can't find the leak, you don't pay. They offer full plumbing services, so your leaking problems are over.
American Leak Detection.
Call them in Pensacola at 473-0203.
Expert insight, world-class reporting. You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Hey, thanks for being with us. If you didn't shop enough on Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, or Cyber Monday, you have another chance to chase promotions today on Travel Tuesday. Fox News put together a list of ways to take advantage. Number one, sign up for airline email lists. Number two, follow hotels and destinations on social media. And number three, check deals on travel services like Hopper. Separately, CNBC says generally you can expect to find the most enticing discounts at online travel agencies, which tend to participate more enthusiastically in the event than direct travel providers. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
Israel and Hamas agreed to a two-day extension of their truce in Gaza to allow for the release of more Israeli hostages as part of a fragile agreement that has brought a pause in the seven-week war. Hamas released another 11 Israeli hostages last night as part of the initial deal. Tal Heinrich is a spokesperson for Israel's prime minister.
Hamas only responds to pressure. That's the only thing that works. Only thanks to military pressure and diplomatic pressure that we exerted in various ways, we have seen the release of these hostages, and we will continue with this pressure.
But there's also rising international pressure on Israel, whose military offensive has caused thousands of civilian casualties in the enclave, triggered a spiraling humanitarian crisis, and forced most of the 2 million residents from their homes.
Number two.
The suspect accused of shooting and wounding three 20-year-old men of Palestinian descent in Burlington, Vermont, Saturday evening, opened a door Sunday to find federal agents who were searching for him and told the agents he'd been waiting for them. 48-year-old Jason Eaton then told the agents he'd like an attorney. He was arrested and has been charged with three counts of attempted murder. Chittenden County State's Attorney Sarah George.
My office joins the community in the outrage over the gun violence we are experiencing in our community and our state. We join in the outrage over the hate and inhumanity shown to Hisham, Tassin, and Kanan.
In court yesterday, Eaton pleaded not guilty and was ordered held without bail.
Number three.
A passenger believed to be having a mental health emergency exited a Southwest Airlines plane through the emergency door while the plane was not moving and still at the gate on Sunday. at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. The unidentified 38-year-old man climbed onto the plane's wing, jumped to the ground, and was captured by ground personnel. Authorities say when deputies made contact with him, he was incoherent and not fully aware of his surroundings. He was transported to a local hospital for evaluation. A 2-year-old Kentucky girl proved she has intelligence beyond her years by becoming the youngest ever member of High IQ Society Mensa. Guinness World Records says Isla McNabb of Crestwood was accepted into Mensa after scoring in the 99th percentile for her age group on an intelligence test. Her parents say Isla learned the alphabet at the age of 18 months and was reading soon thereafter.
Hope she runs for office and she's vice president at the age of 3 of Mensa or something like that. Thanks, Jen. 6 minutes in front of the hour.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
At Sky's Pizza Pie, our customers receive three things: value, flavor, and 100% satisfaction. Voted best pizza and lunch special 7 years in a row, best of the coast. Calzones, strombolis, wings, pizza by the slice, and unforgettable garlic knots. Delivery, pickup, or dine-in, Monday through Saturday, happy hour 4 to 7 at 5559 North Davis Highway. Visit skyspizzapie.com for daily specials. Experience Sky's Pizza Pie.
Pensacola Magazine is locally owned and operated and is a premier source for Pensacola news, lifestyle, business, arts and entertainment, real estate, and much more, with a full-time staff of editors, journalists, and graphic artists that live and work in our community. Pensacola Magazine offers engaging content and eye-catching editorial design that highlights our unique local lifestyle. The On the Market section features local real estate listings and tips on how to buy or sell a home. Pick up a free copy or subscribe at PensacolaMagazine.com. Locally owned, community driven.
Searching for peace of mind? Look no further than
engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is Jim Fetzer inviting you to join me on The Raw Deal, Revolution Radio, Studio B, Tuesday and Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific, JFK, 9/11, Wellstone, Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, Charlottesville, Las Vegas, the latest on politics and foreign affairs from an unconventional point of view. Come join Revolution Radio Tuesday, Thursday,